A mass of Christian burial for 82-year-old Paul J. Bambrick of Rockwell will be Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Rockwell. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be tomorrow from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Parish Center. The Hogan Brimmer Moore Colonial Chapel in Mason City is assisting the family. Paul J. Bambrick passed away Wednesday at Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City. A mass of Christian burial for 79-year-old Juanita M. Janie Rocha of Hampton will be Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Patrick Catholic Church in Hampton. Visitation will be tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Seats of Mavogel Funeral Home in Hampton. Juanita M. Janie Rocha passed away Tuesday at Franklin General Hospital in Hampton. Funeral service for 93-year-old Mildred E. Minning of Latimer will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel United Church of Christ in Latimer. Burial will be in the Hampton Cemetery. Visitation will be Monday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the church. The Seats of Mavogel Funeral Home in Hampton assisting the family. Mildred E. Minning passed away Thursday at the Rehabilitation Center of Hampton. A funeral service for 68-year-old Dan L. Ott of Clarion will be Monday at 6 p.m. at the Ewing Funeral Home in Clarion. Visitation will be Monday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Ewing Funeral Home in Clarion. Dan L. Ott passed away Thursday at the Fort Dodge Health and Rehabilitation Center. A private graveside service for 72-year-old Rod Richardson of Applington will be Friday at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Parkersburg. Public visitation will be Thursday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Redmond Funeral and Cremation Services in Parkersburg. Rod Richardson passed away yesterday at the Grundy Care Center in Grundy Center. Funeral service for 77-year-old Pamela Sue Harper of Hampton will be Friday at 3 p.m. at the Seats of Mavogel Funeral Home in Hampton. Visitation will be Friday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Seats of Mavogel Funeral Home in Hampton. Pamela Sue Harper passed away Wednesday at the Rehabilitation Center of Hampton.